Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
All right, it's time for morning meeting.
Code RVA's 100 students begin their day with announcements. But any similarities to your run-of-the-mill high school end there.
So Miss Ashworth invited you, so if there's a conflict with the time.
Most of the learning here actually happens in online classes. Students, like sophomore Sierra Edie, begin their day by opening their laptops and checking their daily Google calendars.
And then tomorrow I have this breakout with Mr. Morris, and it shows a list of people that are supposed to be going. And then we have to say yes that we're going, and it gets added to our calendar.
Breakouts are a cross between a class in school and a meeting in work. There could be one student in a breakout session or 30. They could last an hour or 10 minutes. This group is preparing for the algebra SOL. Math teacher Rebecca Hall knows they'll need the extra attention, so she's made time for this in-person instruction. As a teacher, Hall enjoys the flexible calendar. She keeps an eye on students' progress in their online classes. Then, if she sees anyone struggling, she shoots them an email and schedules a breakout.
Where in a traditional school, it's like, oh, well, I don't see you again until the next odd day. And when you come in, there's 30 of you. And so I can't, there's not that same flexibility that we have here to just say, you need help right now? Okay. Tomorrow at 10 o'clock, we're going to meet, the two of us.
Beyond that, students manage their own time. Most sit with headphones on at tables or couches in a big open space. It's quiet, except every now and again. Freshman Josh Lieber describes what are called brain breaks.
You know how you transition to different classes, you have a certain amount of time? It's like that, but you don't have any classes to transition to, like physically. You kind of have a break, you could talk to your friends, you know, and socialize.
It's a setup sophomore Anna Cook says is more like an office.
When you're working in an office, you're not switching every 40 minutes. You're required to do your own work without a teacher giving you an assignment.
The plus for motivated students like Cook is that they can zip through the material at their own pace.
I'm kind of a night owl. Like, I was doing quizzes at midnight last night just because that's my favorite time to do them. So I like getting ahead. I like doing my work. I like learning things by myself and not relying on the teacher to teach you something.
The hope is that students can knock out core requirements early. Then in their junior and senior years, they can move on to computer science electives and college courses. Executive Director Michael Bowling says students will partner with local companies to do hands-on projects, like developing a mobile app or troubleshooting a database.
Real contract work from a company, and we're resetting that contract work and letting them approach the problems in different ways to see where their areas of strength are and also their areas of challenge.
Code RVA is a regional public school with the backing of 13 different school boards. Next year, it will double in size when it adds a new freshman class. State and federal education officials will be watching closely. The school was recently awarded a $6 million grant from the Department of Education. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.